To hear all the clips of the show like this and more, please sign up to our weekly Nolan newsletter at bbc.co.uk/Nolan. I want to go down to Sandy Row, where a bonfire has been set on fire this morning, I believe, next to the Days Hotel. Our reporter Nicola Weir is there. What can you see, Nicola?
Hi, Stephen. Yes, I'm actually standing in the car park beside the Holiday Inn, which is on Bruce Street, just up from that busy junction, up from the Europa Hotel. It's not hard to miss big, thick black smoke billowing up from this bonfire. What I can say is that it doesn't look too big a bonfire. Lots of empty pallets lying around outside of the bonfire, but this seems to have only been built up maybe about 20, 30 pallets high, so not as big as it could have been. Now, we've got some firefighters at the scene here already, about two appliances here. They're trying to douse it with water, but as you can imagine, we've had a pretty hot spell, so it went up quite easily, I would suspect. It's causing quite a lot of attention here. Plenty of people gathering around here taking photographs. And I'm standing maybe about 100, 200 yards away from it. And I'll tell you, there is some heat from it at the moment, Stephen.
We've sent a picture of this out on our Twitter feed this morning at Stephen Nolan, if you want to have a look at the size of this. How close is that fire to buildings, Nicola?
The closest building, it's quite a bit away from the hotel itself. I would say it's a good distance away from other buildings, Stephen, but there does seem to be an apartment building beside it. And I would say if the wind changed, at the minute it's blowing the smoke away from that apartment building, but if the wind suddenly changed, it would be blowing it over that apartment building, which is about 8
and the, fire is a safe enough distance from the apartment building. It's not going to do any damage to the building?
No. I from where I'm standing at the minute, no. The bonfire, I would say, probably it wasn't built as high as what it would have been. A lot of people will remember that bonfire from previous years. It can go very, very high and very, very tall. But lots of empty pallets strewn about for this year that obviously weren't put on the fire, which means this fire isn't as big as what it could have been, I would say, probably about 30 pallets high.
Quite interesting. We were on air talking about bonfires and one's been set alight this morning. Obviously, we don't know who did that. We don't even know if it was set alight deliberately or not. Have the authorities secured the scene, Nicola? It'll be quite a busy area, that.
It is quite a busy area, although the car park is quite large at the junction here. And people are keeping their distance. As I say, the fire fighters are here trying to douse it with water. What I can say is that we were talking about that bonfire earlier on, which we said was only about 50 yards away from that play park. I am quite a distance away, and Stephen, there is some heat off this fire.
Are the police there?
Police? I do not see any police at the minute. I'm looking round. Hopefully I'm not saying this in the wrong, but I can't see any police here, but plenty of firefighters.
Okay. Nicola, thank you very much indeed. So that's a bonfire which has been set alight at the Sandy Row next to Days Hotel in the centre of Belfast.